Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now Dana, I know you like to ignore the Fed and stick to the charts and stick to your models, but I feel like I need to ask you, on the back of the Fed statement just on Wednesday and the pretty aggressive sell-off we're seeing in commodities and especially precious metals. Now you can make the argument that that sell-off did start kind of early on this week, and commodities were volatile even heading into this week. They're one of the more volatile sectors in the financial markets. What do you think about the sell-off? Pretty aggressive sell-off we're seeing across the board, but seems to be even more so focused, at least percentage-wise, in the commodities and the precious metals.
Yeah, that's right. As you know, we are basically quantitatively driven. We've got our models are based on data. We like to ignore, you know, the ancillary. We've got commentary and fundamental type of analysis. Stick to our models, stick to the data. Obviously, you get certain events like the Fed, often the Fed meetings, where it will cause some movement in prices, you know, cause some volatility, and prices are data. So that in that regard, certainly we do respond and react to what prices are doing, you know, considering the data. But as far as our overall model, our overall game plan, a little volatility doesn't really change our game plan. So our game plan remains the same, looking to, for the most part, buy the dip in most assets, just waiting for our opportunity. As we've talked about ad nauseum over the last 3 months or so, we've been in this two-way market, kind of a sideways market. And I guess one, we don't always make the right move. One good thing that we've done along the way is kind of stayed patient over the last 3 months, not chased prices up towards the top of the range, pretty much been patient waiting for prices to hit our levels, our support levels that we've been waiting for, to add further exposure back into stocks and commodities and the like. And so that patience has paid off as we're starting to see some of those prices being hit over the last 24 hours. So we've made more moves probably in the last 24 hours, as I was mentioning to you a minute ago, than we have, you know, in certainly in the last 3-4 months. So as you said, the volatility was obviously spurred on by the Fed, but volatility does equal opportunity at times. So we welcome it, and we don't get the prices that we want unless we have some volatility. So we welcome it, and are getting some of the prices, like I mentioned, in some of those commodities and the bond market and some of the equities that we've been waiting for.
So what are the commodities then, either that you've moved into just recently on this correction or that you have your eye on that are approaching some of these attractive levels?
Sure. So we've done quite a bit of buying today in precious metals. We bought some silver, some gold, bought some copper into the pullback at levels we've been waiting for, bought some more corn at levels we were waiting for. So we've had most of those commodities we've had smaller positions in, and we've been trading basically the range over the last couple months, but waiting for pretty much levels that we're seeing here today finally to add back a decent amount of exposure back into those commodities. So that's what we've been doing today, as well as some of the miners, some of the energy equities, so commodities and commodity-based equities.
So you think this correction, it sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you think this correction could be pretty short-lived then, hey? This is a bit of a misallocation by the market?
I don't know if it is or not, but as I mentioned, we have our quantitative system, we have our objective price levels, and when they hit those levels, then we start buying, and we're hitting those levels now. Whether that proves to be correct or not, obviously remains to be seen. But over the last, say 12 months or so, it has been correct. And until decisively proven otherwise, the trend in all of these commodities and these equities and in most assets except for perhaps the dollar and except for bonds, the trend is up. And until that's, like I said, decisively broken, we're going to assume that the trend is still higher. Is this the sea change that changes, you know, the trend from bullish to bearish in all of these assets? It's unlikely. It's possible, and we'll be wrong in some of these purchases. But it's right now the burden of proof is on the bears to prove that we're changing the trend, and we'll start going lower. But until that happens, we'll keep buying the dips in pretty much all of those assets across the board.
So for the gold market, I know you like to follow and trade the GLD. The low today for the GLD, about 165 and change. How much more downside would you be willing to withstand if you did just enter that position right around that low level?
Well, it's funny you mentioned we did buy it around 165 and a half today. That's what we're looking for. I would say if that level was decisively broken, then we could be visiting those March and April lows down around 158 and change again. So I would like to see that 165 and a half level roughly hold. Certainly we could get some back and forth action if we get a quick spike up towards call it 171 or so. We'll probably take some quick profits on some of that position, but 165 and a half I'd like to see hold. If not, we'll probably be testing those spring lows again, like I said, down 158 area.
Okay. Dana, what about the U.S. equity markets? Because they are correcting a little bit on the back of that Fed statement, and honestly, just kind of a broad down day for every financial sector, almost. What do you think about the U.S. market? So they are willing, or they are able right now, to withstand some of the selling pressure. They're not nearly selling off as much as commodities.
That's right. I think our models say, you know, we are on an intermediate term sell signal, bearish signal. But as we've talked about a lot over the last couple months, I think that's just working off basically the status where it got so overbought, so overextended into March, coming off that huge rally from the election. I think it's just working off some of that overbought status, and we're not seeing on indicators accelerate to the downside, so we're not that concerned about it. We've more or less been anticipating this two-way market, and we've been in that two-way market, so we've been trading more actively trading around our exposure, as we've talked about, buying the dips and selling the rips, and maintaining a little bit less exposure than we have certainly during that post-election rally. So overall, we're not too concerned about the fate of the equity market just yet. Within the equity market, it's interesting because it's not one homogeneous market right now. You've got this rotation going on. You've got sectors going all different directions. So right now, we're playing it like a two-way market still, and playing the rotation. So we're seeing different sectors take turns in a leadership role, and certainly taking turns being, you know, the dog, the laggards in the market. So I think we're more or less bullish overall over the intermediate term. We're looking to buy most of those sectors into dips, but at the same time, as I said, most things are in a sideways consolidation pattern. So as they get up towards some resistance towards those former highs, we are trimming exposure into that point. So not yet perhaps ready to break out and initiate that next up leg in the bull market, but we still think that's probably the more likely scenario to come down the road.
Okay, so you're still leaning bullish. And then undoubtedly, you have, I'm sure, seen a lot of the same articles and headlines that I've seen of some of the bears, again, touting that a crash is coming. People are pointing to all kinds of different metrics and valuation data that says, look, these markets are due for a big correction. You're not seeing that, hey? You are still seeing another leg up here.
Correct. We do see that in the longer term. And we've talked about it, some of the background long-term type metrics are certainly extremely ominous, and eventually there'll be a huge reckoning. at this point, we operate in the intermediate term for the most part as far as our portfolio exposure. And right now, we don't see any imminent threat of that. I think the probably the most over the last maybe a week to 10 days, we have seen a discouraging uptick, perhaps in bullishness and complacency, mostly coming from the options market. We've seen a lot of complacency, put to call ratios extremely low. We see that skew index extremely high. So we are seeing a lot of complacency. We'll see how much this volatility kind of works that off. We'd like to see some fear spike up into the market here pretty quickly. Like to see some move into hedges in terms of the options market, in terms of some of the inverse ETF market, and a deflation in that investor bullishness. But that's more of a short-term thing that that we've been concerned about. That could be worked off pretty quickly here if we do continue this downdraft over the last that we've seen over the last couple days. So that could be worked off quickly. But in terms of any imminent crash type scenario, the data, the indicators, the models, the markets just aren't set up for that just yet at this point. So we do see more than likely another up leg to the market before we do see that type of a reckoning.
Fact of the matter is, though, hey Dana, still a lot of liquidity in the system, hey, and even arguably some liquidity on the sidelines that seems to really just have nowhere else to go with it. Is that kind of the key trend here that we can take away, is that there is a lot of money, and where else are people going to spend it or invest it?
I think that's part of it. Yeah, no, that's definitely part of it. And you're seeing, we have not seen evidence of a lack of ability for buyers and investors to step in and mop up these sell-offs, whether it's commodities or equities. We've had every step along the way over the last 12 months, we've seen ample liquidity, ample ability by those buyers to step in and continue to buy that until we see kind of the loss of that ability, kind of the lack of the sustainability of those types of trends. Then we'll start to be a little bit more suspect, a little bit more leery of the market. But we don't see any really substantial evidence of that just yet, in our opinion.
Okay. Dana, great chatting with you, buddy. I think really a level-headed take on this correction. And also, I find it very interesting that you're in there buying the dip in some of these commodities. So you do still see that upside. But boy, oh boy, pretty big sell-off today, and that correction, well, hopefully you are right, and for GLD, that 165.5 level holds, and we start to see a bit of a recovery, but it's been a bad month for commodities broadly, so we'll see how we end the month, and even more importantly, the quarter. Dana, thanks for your time, buddy. I'll post a link below to your website so people can follow along with what you share with subscribers. It's well worth everybody's time. Thanks for your time, Dana. Great chatting with you. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Thanks, Corey. Sounds great.